I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Lori Hayes. She's the organizer of a special food distribution effort that's happening in downtown Negaunee. Here's more about what's going on with Lori Hayes.
I came up with this idea. I'd seen one in another neighborhood, in a very small version of it. And what it is called is it's take what you need, leave what you can. It's a pop-up food table.
So the idea here is that if you need something, you can come grab it, but if you've got something that you can give, you can leave it there for others, right?
That's exactly. It's been going over great. We kind of started it, I've been working with Scott Soltner, the owner of Smarty Saloon. When I got the idea, I thought, you know, I need to get this visible to people, not just in front of my house. No one will see it in front of my house. But if I could get it downtown and put it out on Iron Street, it would have great visual there. And, you know, everybody in Negaunee has to buzz the gut. Even if they get gas out at the highway, they're going to go through town just to see what their town looks like today. And we all do it. So I kind of knew that place in front of Smarty's would be a good place to do it. So when I asked Scott Smarty about it, he jumped in on it with me right away. And, you know, he has a big heart, and we both care about our town. I'm born and bred Negaunee, and I just wanted to bring that kind of thing to my town. It's out during the day, if the weather permits. I usually get it up in the morning around 10, and then it comes down maybe around 6 o'clock. What I'll do is I'll put it out there, I'll take a picture, and then I post it on Facebook, and I ask people to share it. And it gets spread around a little bit, and then I also ask people if they know anybody that could benefit from this table, to please tell them. And the response has just been so cool. I'd say about 75% of the product turns over every day.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've got people that are obviously, you know, they're utilizing it, they're taking it because they have the need, but that means that you're getting a lot of people that are also giving. Is that what you were expecting? Did you think it was going to go that way?
I know that in any kind of way, if you give the Negaunee people the catalyst to work with to help, they are big-hearted, wonderful people. They like to remain anonymous with their help, but they are awesome. There's everything there from baby formula, baby food, every kind of adult thing, in-between thing that we can, lots of really wholesome items. I'm really proud of the folks of Negaunee for doing that. And toiletries, toilet paper, the ultimate thing. And even stuff for your pets, dog food. It's all covered there. And it's like a micro, a nano food shelter. You know, it's like a small thing. And I want to make people comfortable and rest assured if you do bring to the table and for some reason, the table doesn't keep going the way that it's going. All that food will go to our food shelter.
If people, they want to find out more, but maybe they can't get to Negaunee, but they want to help, is there a way to get in touch with you, perhaps, or at least get a message to you that says, hey, we want to help, or we want have something we want to donate? What's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would probably be call my landline that I'm talking to you on right now, which is a 906-226-6112, and that's my business, the screened image, and I get a chance to come down and check my messages every day. That would be a good way to get a hold of me.
What motivated you to do this? Why was this important for you to do, and what do you say to folks that are helping out?
I say to folks who are helping out, God bless you, and thank you so much. You feel so good when you do that. I would encourage you to be a part of it. As far as what motivated me, you know, I've worked with Smarty and I've worked with you and many others on benefits before. And when the tough times come upon us, the tough's got to get going. And I just wanted to do something to help my neighbors and just try to do something positive because it's all scary out there for everybody, especially the Holy Week that just went by with Easter. You know, I just felt like there was somebody praying for a miracle. And it was right around the corner, right there on Iron Street.
Lori, again, the phone number, if people do want to leave a message that they want to find out more, maybe make a donation, is what?
906-226-6112.
That's Lori Hayes, organizer of the Take What You Need, Leave What You Can effort in downtown Negaunee. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.